The following audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Values and practices of high functioning elder teams by Jason Thompson. The model for plural church leadership finds its origin in our holy triune God who exists in perfect relationship. From the beginning, he has invited us into that divine relationship, calling us to serve and lead within the context of the local church. Throughout scripture and history, God has consistently worked through communities of people, each contributing unique strengths, weaknesses, stories, and personalities to his unfolding mission. In that spirit, elders are not meant to function as solo performers. They are shepherds and catalysts, guiding God's people toward a spirit-led, shared vision. This vision rarely originates from the top down. It is shaped through prayerful discernment and the collective wisdom of God's people united in their desire to advance his kingdom. Plural leadership, especially among elder teams, is inherently complex. It requires time, trust, and intentionality. But when grounded in the right values, it becomes not only functional, but deeply fruitful. Below are five values that distinguish high-functioning elder teams in today's church. One, teamwork over individualism. In healthy elder teams, the mission of the church and the needs of the body take precedence over any one leader's preferences or platform. These teams are characterized by mutual respect, open communication, and a shared commitment to the whole. Joy, not just obligation, becomes the sustaining force for serving together. Two, trust as the cornerstone. Trust is the foundation upon which healthy leadership is built. It is earned gradually through integrity, humility, and consistency, and it can be lost quickly through poor judgment or ethical compromise. Elders must actively cultivate trust by creating a culture where difficult conversations are welcomed, confidentiality is honored, and accountability is mutual and loving. Three, humility and a posture of service. Jesus redefined greatness with a towel and basin. He taught his disciples that leadership is not about status, but service. Effective elder teams reflect this heart, using influence not to dominate, but to empower, not to be seen, but to bless. Servant-hearted leadership fosters a unity and models the way of Christ. In a church heritage that has often prized theological precision, we must not lose sight of the spirit of 1 Peter 5:5 CSB. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Four, a high view of God's word and his activity. At their best, elders serve as spiritual discerners. They continually ask, what has God revealed in his word? What is the Spirit doing among us? And seek to align the church's direction accordingly. This requires time in scripture, space for prayer, and a posture of listening. The aim is not merely to make good decisions, but to make God-honoring ones, decisions shaped by the eternal rather than the expedient. Five, cultural interpretation and awareness. Elders lead not only spiritually, but contextually. Anchored in an authoritative view of Scripture, they must read the cultural moment and understand the local church's environment with clarity and care. When leaders disregard context, they risk irrelevance or unnecessary division. But when they interpret well, both within the church and in the broader community, they serve as bridges of wisdom and transformation. High-functioning elder teams don't form by accident. They are forged through prayer, humility, intentional relationships, and a shared commitment to God's mission. Leadership in the kingdom is a sacred trust, a calling that invites us to empower, equip, and release others into lives of mission. Within every local church, elder teams have the opportunity to join in the ongoing work of God's Spirit, shaping a future that reflects his character and carries his hope to the next generation.